91X News.
It's 29 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Evan McClelland. QNET News has learned the cause of the two-story house fire in Picton Monday afternoon. Prince Edward Fire Department Chief Scott Manlow says that the fire was due to electrical problems. Neighbors were unsuccessful in saving the dog and two cats in the home. The owners were away at the time. Damage is estimated at $250,000. The firefighter who was admitted to hospital was heat exhausted and has been released. Northumberland Quinty West MPP Lou Rinaldi says his comment about Northern Ontario last week were taken out of context. Rinaldi faced backlash Monday at Queen's Park after calling Northern Ontario no man's land. In a statement, Rinaldi said that this was directing his comments to MPP Vic Fedeli, who was in no man's land about his opinions to the proposed changes in the Election Finance Act. He says the MPP Sam Osterhoof misinterpreted Rinaldi's words and that it was not a malicious and purposeful partisan attempt to score cheap political points. The local MPP says that we share a lot of the same challenges as Northern Ontario and he is sensitive to their needs to be heard. The heat wave continues in the area and students are speaking out. Loyalist College student Fred Cohey had this to say.
Actually, yeah, the class I'm in normally is a bit of a steam shop. It's very warm, but today we had girls that were shivering in class. So their AC is working great.
Meanwhile, the Elementary Teachers Foundation, Federation of Ontario is calling for changes. They state that the extreme weather in the province has been facing is negatively affecting students' learning and could cause health issues. They've asked that the province install air conditioning systems or set up cooling stations along with creating heat stress plans that include a maximum indoor temperature limit. If said limit is reached, they want actions to be taken, which include canceling schools if needed. Elementary school teachers have also weighed in on the issue, calling classroom conditions unbearable. At Queen's Park today, Premier Kathleen Wynne had this to say on the issue.
I have utmost faith in teachers. If there's a situation that is dangerous for kids, they're going to move those kids into the gym, they're going to put fans in place, they're going to do what's necessary.
It is a statement the Ontario Progressive Conservatives have labeled an out-of-touch gaffe. Ontario is to provide $100,000 to earthquake relief efforts in Mexico. Premier Kathleen Wynne in a statement says that Ontario is a home to people from all over the world and that when a disaster like this strikes, it takes a toll on all of us. The money has been sent to the Mexican Red Cross through its Canadian counterpart in an effort to assist the people of Mexico in the aftermath of the earthquake. Joshua Waters, who has been missing since September 15th, has been found. According to Steve Bates of the Northumberland OPP, he was located in Campbellford and is in good health. Senate Republicans have decided not to vote this week on their latest attempt to repeal and replace Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act. Republican Senator who co-sponsored the bill, Lindsey Graham, had this to say.
The leadership team has done everything we've asked them. We're coming back to this after taxes. We're going to have time to explain our concept. We'll have a better process, and we're going to take this show on the road.
This week's setback brings about the end of the Republican Party's latest push to overturn Obamacare, something they've been promising voters they would do for over 7 years. NAFTA negotiations continue as Canada pushes for the inclusion of enforceable progressive labor standards. This possible inclusion is aimed at compelling Mexico to raise its workers' wages and end the so-called yellow unions that represent employers instead of employees. Environment Minister Catherine McKenna is optimistic about the environment becoming a part of the agreement.
I expect there will be a chapter on the environment, and that would include, it's not just climate change, it's working together to ensure clean air, clean water, how we, you know, move forward on a whole range of different issues.
The proposed chapter also calls for an end to the right to work laws in the U.S. Those laws give U.S. workers the right to refuse to join a union while still having the benefits of a unionized workplace, something labor leaders say is an attempt to starve them of cash and lessen their ability to properly represent the interests of their members. The controversy about the federal government's proposed small business tax changes continues. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a statement in the Monday in its defense.
We are now looking at ways to ensure that any movements we make on the tax code will indeed and make sure that people are paying their fair share of taxes and do not stifle investment growth, particularly when it comes to startups and small businesses. Okay.
The government will be considering the proposal until October 2nd. It's unlikely that we will know the government's decision until Thanksgiving. The dispute between Bombardier and Boeing continues as Quebec's finance minister, Carlos Letao, weighs in on the issue. He says Bombardier will be the victor of the trade dispute. Canadian officials are waiting for the U.S. Commerce Department to say whether it believes Bombardier broke trade rules. The preliminary ruling came after Boeing accused Bombardier of using government subsidies from Canada and Quebec to undercut the price of American airline Delta's C-Series passenger jet. Ontario minor hockey coaches, trainers, and managers are now required to receive education about transgender athletes. Jesse Thompson of Oshawa was one of the many transgender students who felt like they were being forced to change in a separate dressing room, and he took his complaint to the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario 4 years ago. This week's changes is a result of that complaint. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next after the break.
Festival Players of Prince Edward County present its fall season of cutting-edge live theater. In the harrowing of Brimstone McCready, Eric Wolfe brings to life an award-winning tale of a deal with the devil and cursed Klondike gold with magic-infused puppetry. Now Magazine calls it a sure bet for a mix of history, horror, and magic. On stage at the Storefront, an intimate new performance venue in Wellington. Hurry, it's on stage now until Saturday. Get more details and your tickets for the harrowing of Brimstone McCready at festivalplayers.ca.
QNET Sports. In response to four U.S. college basketball coaches facing federal charges in a large probe of fraud and corruption in the NCAA, Adidas says it was unaware of any misconduct. The coaches were among 10 people charged in Manhattan federal court. Authorities say the FBI has been investigating the criminal influence of money on coaches and student athletes who participate in U.S. college basketball. Adidas says it intends to fully cooperate with authorities. The investigation itself, according to U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim, was covert until today. Randy Mears will be back behind the bench for Team Canada's men's lacrosse team. The Canadian Lacrosse Association announced Tuesday ahead of the 2018 World Championship in Netanyahu. Mears from St. Catharines coached the team to a gold medal finish at the Worlds in 2014. A Paralympian says doing simple things like recovering from a scratch have become immensely more difficult since a 2005 accident at the University of Regina left her quadriplegic. Miranda Bilecki is suing the university after she dove into a pool from competition starting blocks on campus during the swim club practice. She hit the bottom of the pool and fractured her cervical vertebrae. She testified in court that a scratch on her tailbone in 2005 turned into a wound the size of a hockey puck, which is still healing. The Paralympic wheelchair rugby player teared up on the stand as she talked about how college professor in Victoria asked her to provide a doctor's note explaining she missed class to have a bowel movement, something that now takes her a couple of hours. The university is denying negligence and says it was up to the swim club to ensure the water depth was safe for diving. Penny Oleksia and Kylie Massey are back in the pool and the swimming roster for Team Canada. The team's roster of 26 swimmers was announced Tuesday for the Commonwealth Games held in Australia, April. So Swim Canada's High Performance Director, John Atkinson, says that this will be a big test for top athletes ahead of the 2020 Summer Olympics. The Olympic 200-meter backstroke bronze medalist Hillary Caldwell and 17-year-old Taylor Rook, who have helped Canada's women win a pair of relay bronze in Rio, will also swim for Canada in Australia. Tonight in sports, the Trenton Golden Hawks are on the road taking on the Lindsay Muskies. In basketball, the Blue Jays are trying to get three in a row in their second game against the Boston Red Sox with James Anthony Happ as their starting pitcher. In NHL preseason action, the Flyers are to take on the Rangers, Tampa Bay takes on Florida, Los Angeles is against Las Vegas, and the St. Louis Blues take on Columbus. Send us your team league scores, email at the email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. On to the weather. The forecast for Belleville, it's 29 degrees and partly cloudy at 412. Tonight, the clouds will move in as we reach a low of 18. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 28. At the time, it's 412, and QNET News is on 91X, and online QNET News at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News next at 5.